I just wanted to push the button.
Another one.
You just ruined the entire thing.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because I don't know where I left off.
I think that you left off as just being grateful for what you have.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Welcome to Life Ride Podcast with Roos and Rizzo.
We're so happy you found your way to our podcast and that you want to share this ride called life with us.
We're here to bring you inspiration, motivation, juicy topics,
everyday magic,
amazing guests, and much, much more related to life and your well-being.
Because as the yogis, health coaches, and life-loving women we are, we'd like to invite you to join us on this ride. So buckle up and put your helmets on. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode.
I've had many people the past few weeks saying that they listen to the podcast and really enjoy it. Yeah. So I'm stoked. It's really nice to talk to all y'all, or having you with us as we talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out and everyone can come.
Yeah.
Everyone's invited. Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
But I
guess it's nice as well when you notice that people trust you or give. I think all of us really like when we get responsibility over something, so that we feel included, and also that they trust in your knowledge so much that they can ask questions, because they can hear that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
It was happening to me, because right now I'm doing my internship and I'm at a hospital. So for those of you that might be new to our podcast, I'm studying full time to become an occupational therapist. And so I have 5 weeks of internship at a really nice hospital here in Stockholm. And since I've been walking around there in the hospital, and it's a lot about observing people, what state of mind they're in, and what they might be needing, and what the plan might be. Like, I've been so involved in, like, so many people's lives and, like, destinies these past 2 weeks, and it's been so interesting just how what a big difference it is for the people that have accepted their situation, in a sense, because as an occupational therapist, you work a lot with, okay, what kind of help in form of maybe people coming to your home and cooking food for you. I don't know what it's called in English, but hemtjänst, that you can get if you need help with these everyday life activities like cooking food and all that. So seeing if they need any help there, or if they need any support in form of like maybe just a handle in the bathroom so they feel stable, or maybe something to walk with to get support. And just people that might have had an ability to do something their entire life. Like, imagine, like, we are doing so many things throughout the days. We wake up, we maybe make our bed, we might go for a walk, we're making coffee. Like, imagine for these people, or for people that get sick, and all of a sudden, the ability to do these simple, in our minds, simple and everyday things, that all of a sudden, that is the biggest mission of their day. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. So the people that have accepted kind of that my ability to do things is not what it used to be, and I might not be able to get that ability back physically or mentally. Like, if it's something in the cognition that happened, like the memory or something has become bad, the people that have accepted what is happening to their body or their mind, and like, okay, I find myself here, what can I do with what I have? And they have, like, a lot of diseases, and they might need support to get up from bed, and that could take like 10 minutes. And they get exhausted from that. And I'm like, oh my God, just the fact that I have a body to move, that I can think all these things, that I can create so many things in my life. I've been so humble towards the life cycle of like being born, then growing up, and then slowly decaying. I know it sounds really like sad to talk about, but it's so inspiring to see all these people that might have all these problems or diseases, how they're still positive about life and seeing like, yeah, you know, what can I do? It doesn't help with me wishing it would be different, because just wishing, of course, I can be hopeful that I won't be in so much pain when I'm doing this. But I have come to terms with that I might need support from one person going to the toilet. Mm. While some people are like, nah, and like resisting, like, no, this is not good, because I want to get my old ability back. I want my body to be what it used to. And just seeing the difference in life quality, yeah, of what mindset you have about what you can do, what you have to work with, and being able to ask for help.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been so humble and so like, No, but I've been so, everything has been put in perspective for me, yeah, seeing it in front of my eyes, speaking to these people.
Mm. Yeah, I understand that. It's the thing is like, it's also where they are in their processes. Usually, exactly, we go through this anger, frustration, everything, like we can't do in this, and then we just have to, in order to find a good quality of life, we have to find acceptance for where we are.
Yeah.
And knowing that we're exactly where we're supposed to be. And sometimes that can be very difficult to comprehend for the mind, especially if you've been a very active person and just like, yeah, like seeing people around you getting older and some of their normal abilities start decreasing, the ability to walk, the ability to talk, the, yeah, ability to to memorize things, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things that we take for granted. That's why like every morning that I wake up, I thank the universe for the fact that I can see, that I can smell, that I can taste, that I can hear, that,
yeah,
I can feel.
Oh, I get goosebumps.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. But it's just so important. Like, it's every day. I'm grateful for that every day. And I talk a lot about this with my clients and with people I meet overall, because people are like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be. Sometimes people feel like, I don't know what I'm grateful for because I don't have anything extraordinary. But having a body is extraordinary. Being able,
yes,
to walk, being able to move, being able to breathe,
yes,
have a beating heart, waking up alive each and every morning, that is something to be grateful for.
Sure.
And according to me, not to take for granted.
Yeah.
Because we don't know when that's going to be taken away from us, if it's ever going to be taken away from us until we die. We don't know.
Exactly.
But really, like we talked about with the food, really tasting the food when you eat food,
yeah,
really smelling everything, like making things around you extraordinary. You are the one that's actually extraordinary, that can make all of these things around you extraordinary if you choose to,
yes,
make them extraordinary.
Yes.
And it's the same with your patients.
Yeah, like just a simple thing as sitting up. Like, for instance, I met this patient that had like a failed hip surgery.
Yeah.
So his leg was bent. It was bent in like a really strange angle.
Yeah.
And he couldn't like stretch out the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't like stretch out the leg so that the knee is like a 90 degree angle, basically, then it's very hard to come and sit onto the side of the bed.
Yeah.
And so he had been lying there because no one could like pull the leg up because it was hurting so much,
yeah,
in his leg. So we made an attempt of with this thing where you can lift a person
up.
Yeah. So, you know, you put this kind of sheet underneath the person and then you kind of hang it up and then you can...
With the machine.
Machine is kind of lifting it up. So he tried to see if he could sit down in a wheelchair. And we lifted him up. And of course, you know, it took a lot of time and we were four people working around there. And he had a lot of like painkillers, like really strong ones beforehand, so it wouldn't hurt so much. And we lifted him up and then we were able to stretch out the leg a little bit so he could sit in the wheelchair. And he was so moved by this. So he started crying. He couldn't speak so much and he had no words really, but it was just tears running from his eyes because he hadn't been sitting up for so long because it was impossible for his leg. And I was like, oh my God, just a thing like sitting down like I do every day without thinking about it. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sick of sitting down on my butt and listening to lectures all days in school. And I'm like, wow, I should really be grateful every time I sit down. But of course, it takes a lot of energy to think about every little thing that we do during the day to be grateful. But just reminding ourselves of the small things.
Definitely. Because it doesn't take you. You don't have to think that, okay, there will always be people in. It will always be people
that in worse
in worse conditions.
Yourself.
Exactly. To think about that in everything that you do, that takes a lot of energy and time, obviously. But just picking out some small things that you're actually grateful for, because when it comes to our bodies, we work a lot with our bodies, both you and I. And to have a body and for the fact that it actually moves every day, it gives us so many opportunities to do things. And that is a blessing itself. And just seeing those small things, like I remember like seeing my grandpa in the hospital a couple of months ago. He's always been this super energetic person who's been like doing push-ups at the age of 80. He was a powerhouse for sure. And
I can imagine.
Yeah.
If it's from the Rizzo family then you know.
Yep, then you know. It's a family disease.
A pretty good disease, though.
It is. But just seeing him, like, going from this super energetic person who, like, took care of his own garden, took care of his own house, to be in the ICU and not even being able to lift his arms or breathe like on his own.
Yeah.
That it was the same experience for me, I guess. Just like to see that this body is, it's just a body. That's number one. It's just a body. But it is everything that we have in this life when it comes to what, like, that keeps us alive. Our soul is infinite, but this body is just temporary. And we get it when we're born and then we have to give it back. And what we do with our body between the birth and death, that's up to us. How well we take care of it, how we speak to ourselves, how we speak towards our body, how we, like, everything comes down to how's my body. So first, that's what I always talk about. First and foremost, take care of your body. Balance out your body. Then you can move on into deeper stuff. But if your physical body is not in shape, is not in balance, then everything else becomes so much more difficult.
Yeah.
But being grateful each and every day for the small things, for the smallest things. Like, you can be broke as hell. You can be, you may have lost people around you. You may have lost a job or a significant other. Maybe you broke up with your spouse.
We lose things in life.
We lose things all the time. We do. But we also gain things all the time.
Exactly.
It's the flow of life, like both of you talked a lot about in our classes this week, because I've been going to your classes this week. I love that I prioritize going to your classes this week.
It was so nice to have you there.
Yeah, but it's also very, because when we sit down and talk about what we talk about in our classes, we usually end up speaking about the same things and the same processes, which is, I cannot wrap my head around that.
I'm thinking about when you're saying that, it's kind of the same with like the pyramids in Egypt, how they have found like pyramid-like buildings in all continents, all over the world, without them having really a chance to interact with one another, because this was thousands of years ago before you could travel. And it's like, whoa, how on earth can everyone build basically the same buildings?
But on totally, in totally different parts of the world.
Yep.
It's the same thing with you and I, but we're way closer, but we don't talk. Obviously, like, in afterwards, we were like, last week I talked about this. I was like, but I talked about that.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. But we both talked about the fact that everything is changing.
Yes.
I think this like past week and a half, we talked about that a lot.
Yeah. That the only thing that is constant
in this universe, on this earth,
is consistent.
Is that everything is changing, either growing or dying. Mm.
And it becomes a problem when we expect the ever-changing world to stay the same.
Yeah.
When we expect ourselves that are ever-changing, our body and our mind and just the nature of it all, to stay the same, that is when we create this resistance towards change, because it's, and then you kind of resist the flow of life.
Exactly. Exactly. Actually,
I had
a conversation with a woman that attends my classes. And this is the first time that I just took some time to actually like talk to her for probably about like 20 minutes after class.
Nice.
And it was gorgeous. So, like, she's been attending my classes for 6 months now.
It's always so nice to talk to the people that have been
regularly going to classes.
Yeah, because it's a one-way communication.
It's
us sitting there talking to everyone. And then it's like, oh, but what about you? What's your story? How are you?
Exactly.
What's your name?
And we just got into that conversation, and I told her that I was like, in my previous classes, all classes except that one, every time I got into this, the fact that everything is ever changing, and then I was like, yeah, it's crazy because I said that in each class, is that everything in this universe is changing. And it was like, she was like, wow, that is true. And that makes me a little like scared just talking about it, because I hate change. I was like, I hear you. Mm. I used to hate change.
Yeah.
I used to be very
Change is scary because it we is. Don't know what will come from that change.
Exactly. Because we're leaving something, even though it might be better for us. Like, logically, we know that this is better. But leaving a place of comfort, a place that we know, and this place can be shitty as fuck. Like, it
but
can.
At least we know it.
Exactly. Exactly. You can be on the bottom of the ocean, but you know that bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know that victim mentality. You know that dysfunctional relationship. You know that.
Yes.
So even though if you logically know that it's better for me to leave this and change something, there is something in our nervous system, in our brain, that is very reluctant to change.
Yes.
Because we move into an area that we don't know anything about.
Exactly.
We don't know how that feels. And that's why a lot of people sabotage for themselves. I've been in a lot of workshops when it comes to financial trauma lately. And the fact that a lot of people that win like the lottery, And it can be like millions. But
oh, like actually win the lottery.
Win the lottery, yeah, okay. Like actually.
I thought you meant to win
like,
the lottery in
no,
life.
No, 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 no. No, like the lottery, like financial-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them.
They win a lot of money.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of them are so uncomfortable around money and like huge amounts of money. All the money is just like gone after a couple of months because they just spend it. They have not been taught to invest and take care of money. And it's the same with our health. It's the same with our like our mental health, everything. That if we're not, if we don't have a nervous system that's safe around a situation, and once again, it can be a situation that is better for us, but when the nervous system isn't safe around that specific thing, we're going to sabotage it. A lot of people does this in relationship.
Yes.
That yes, when yes, yes. when you find a like a partner that feels perfect for you, you're like, this is too good to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you fuck it up. Exactly. And then
you
fuck it up. Exactly. Scorp mentality.
seriously. Bloody Scorp.
Serious Scorp mentality.
I think we have like mentioned Scorpios, like the star sign Scorpios in every episode.
I think so too. I definitely think so too. No, but then we start sabotaging the good things because our nervous system doesn't know this.
Yeah.
Our nervous system isn't safe around this, and therefore we can't keep it. So in all changes in life, it's all about calming down your nervous system, finding acceptance for where you are, and then just living from there. Because when you live in that resistance, you only cause more pain onto yourself and onto others.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter which situation it is, whether it's good or bad. It's all about finding yourself in that constant change.
Yeah.
And like being, I talk about that a lot in my yin classes now, finding stillness in yourself, even though everything, both maybe inside you and outside you, might be a full-on storm. That's how we just allow things to change in a more natural way. And it can be really difficult when you feel like everything inside you is like, but this is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And everyone is outside is like, you should be uncomfortable. And then in that, just sit still and be like, okay, yeah, but I need to get comfortable being uncomfortable. It is damn difficult. So it's, yeah, I don't know. It's all about finding that stillness, that acceptance into the situation that you have in front of you.
Yeah.
That you
and
have.
Also, if I can like spin onto that, like the ability to zoom out now and then mm-hmm. and see that right now I find myself in this chapter of my life, and that is a part of the bigger story.
Yep.
If like sometimes I do that, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a shitty chapter, and oh my God, I'm getting bored of reading this chapter mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. And but then it's like, okay, but it can't just happen like extreme things in every episode, because then the reader is like, what on earth? The author is actually crazy.
Yeah, but and if you look at life is not like a movie. Life is not the movie that is saying, okay,
I
this
see
happened.
Life
and this,
as a movie.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
If you zoom out from it, like zoom out from a movie, it's like this happened, then this happens, and this.
Oh, yeah.
You never have those boring things when people sit and like, yep.
No.
Okay. So there's always something yeah. happening. And that's why I don't like to see life as a movie, because it's a romanticized version
maybe,
of our life.
Maybe just seeing it as a TV series. Instead of a movie.
I don't watch series. So.
Not me, but you know what a TV series. You're not from the Stone Age. My God.
I live in the Stone Age. I don't have Wi-Fi.
I know you don't have Wi-Fi. And I know you don't watch series. I know you're some kind of rebel hipster. I know. I know we don't need to point that out, but you know
why? No, just kidding.
But you know what a series is. And, you know, I'm thinking of, like, for instance, the series Friends or Scrubs or How I Met Your Mother or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they make too many seasons. You know, like, it's good, like, the first three or four, but there's still things happening all the time. And they're still, like, tying the knot, like, oh, okay, this happened in the first episode 7 years ago, and now we're coming back to that. Like, that life is more like that. The some episodes and some seasons even are really shitty and really repetitive and just like, yeah. Oh my
okay.
God.
Fair enough.
But then it's like, all right, cool. Cool. We come to the end, or this is just the flow of life. And yeah. During all these episodes, it has been a hell of a ride yeah. of a different range of emotions yeah. and falling in love and losing people, losing things, losing job, yeah. but gaining people, gaining job. And that For is sure. the cycle of life. And it's about how we find ourselves through all these changes, really.
Definitely. And
what I do with the changes.
Yeah. And how you meet yourself in the changes. Mm. Like we talked about in the last episode, we're ever changing. We're ever changing people. And to just see yourself as this new version of yourself every day, that is a part of embracing change. It's a part of seeing the change that is constantly ongoing, both internally and externally. But it's like I've been in a huge process of my life these past couple of months where I feel like everything is stagnated.
Yeah.
And I'm a doer, as we
You're
all
like, oh
know.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. And I talked to my coach. Like, obviously, a coach has a coach.
Yep.
She's incredible. I love her with all my heart. She's basically my soul mother. So
yeah,
that
shout
makes
out.
It. Yeah, shout out to my soul mom. No, but she calls me out on my bullshit.
Yeah.
She is one of the few people in my life that really calls me out on my bullshit. And it's like, it's these tiny things. Like, she can really, like, get onto, okay, so why did you use that word? And I'm like, really? Really? Like, that word? Yeah, she's like, yeah, that word. I'm like, shit, that makes sense. You know, like, all of those small things, she really calls me out. Because it's, yeah, as I've been taught by her, it's really about how you, all about your wording. It's all about the small things. When you go through the rough processes, you need to get into the details if you want to move forward, and that's what we're working with. Mm. Anyway, with this stagnated process, as I have felt it,
yeah.
Okay, we talked about this a couple of years ago, actually. The
you and
the
your coach,
yeah, mm. The flow of nature,
yeah.
Yeah, you and I didn't know each other a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I remember. Yeah. In this life.
Yeah,
we always need to, like, have that on. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We forget that we've only known each other for, like, a year and a half.
Yeah. Not even that.
Like, no, less. I know. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, the flow of nature.
Yes.
The flow of nature is so damn beautiful. And I realize that whether I like it or not, my system flows with the flow of nature.
And can you describe the flow of nature?
I will.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. I'm onto it.
Yep.
I'm onto
yep.
it.
Steer the ship, Captain.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All aboard.
All aboard. Welcome to Miss Rizzo.
Yeah, Miss Rizzo.
Your cruise ship to other dimensions.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but anyway, like, during the winter,
yeah,
when all the leaves have fallen off the trees, everything looks dead. It looks very stagnated. However, what is actually happening is that the trees grow their roots even further, even thicker, even more stable each and every winter. Okay. And then during spring, we plant all the seeds. All the leaves, all the flowers, they slowly start to show, basically. Mm-hmm. And then to like flourish during the summer. And then it's the harvest during the fall. And that flow is very much like my life each and every year. Now, when I accept that process, that change of seasons, because I feel every winter that I feel so stagnated. I feel like nothing is happening.
Yeah.
I feel bored. Mm. Bored. Mm. Okay.
Bored.
I
can't imagine you being bored.
Yeah.
Actually.
Because, you know, like a lot of things are always happening in my life.
Yeah.
But when it's this feeling of boredom is that I want to do things all the time, but I feel like I don't have the energy or the tools to do.
Yeah.
And then what she told me that we talked about a couple of months ago was like, do you have to do everything? Do you have to do things right now? When your entire system tells you to be. To be just like the trees. They're just being. Right now, they're just being in this, what it looks like, death. But they're growing on the inside. They're growing in a way that we can't see, that we can't grasp, that we can't sometimes comprehend. And when I realized that, I was like, but how am I just being? What do I do?
Yeah.
what do I do in order to be?
But I mean, that's such a relevant question.
It is a relevant question.
Because we're always talking about, just be for a moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, but how do I do that?
Exactly, because we always have these impressions of sound, of sight, the taste, the touch, the everything.
Yes.
And this is something that I mention a lot in my lectures as well, is that when are we taking time out of our day to just sit with ourselves in silence? Mm-hmm. How many people do that?
Not me the last few months.
Exactly. Not enough people are doing
except
that.
Except for in the yoga classes.
Exactly.
But then I'm still,
you're still
guiding.
Doing.
Yeah,
you're guiding.
It's really bad.
And we have the music as well. You know, all of that.
Exactly. Some kind of distraction.
Always.
Or something just to keep us a little bit occupied in the state of being.
Yeah, definitely. And so what I'm trying to teach myself is just to shut everything off, even if it's just for like 10, 15 minutes, and just like sit down and not do anything.
So what do? When you
exactly.
do nothing?
I just sit there.
You just sit there. Where do you sit?
Like on my couch.
Yeah, you do this at home. You don't do this.
It's very difficult to do it outside because then you still have people to...
Unless you close your eyes.
Yeah, if you sit in nature, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you're we live in the city.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
<I'm kidding.
laughs> So it's yes, like there are always people around. There are always sounds. There are always like all of that. So really trying to find a silent space where you're not being disturbed by anyone or anything. And just sit there and sit with yourself.
And what is going on inside you when you just sit?
That's what's happening.
What's happening?
That's the being. That's what I realized, that when I just sit there, that's when things arise.
What is arising?
All the uncomfortable feelings, all the things that you, like all those repetitive thoughts.
Yeah.
You go back to the past, you go forward to the future, you go here and then just take your mind back and be like, yeah, but my heart is beating. It's almost like a meditation, but it's still not a meditation.
Yeah.
Because
it's just like
you're
being
not
an observer in a sense.
Yeah.
You're observing all that is happening.
Yeah. Observing yourself, observing your body, observing your thoughts. Mm. So it is a type of meditation for sure. But going into meditation is still doing. meditating is still
but
doing.
But everything, like if we really tie a knot here on 100%. Ourselves, isn't everything actions really? That you have now taken an action to just be.
Absolutely.
But it's still a sense of doing because you're sitting up and you're doing. But like for me, when I was with the monks and we're discussing this, both with the Hindu monks and Buddhist monks and my yoga teachers, and just this sense of finding the non-doing state in doing, that it's almost like you're using effortless effort. And all these terms, they speak against one another.
Yeah.
It's almost like polarities. Yeah. And you're like, what on earth does this mean? But isn't it the sense of having this peace in the nervous system, in the body, in the mind, while doing something? And just by sitting, like you now say that you do, that then you're practicing the mind too, and the body for that matter, to just try not to do so much. And you can then move forward through your daily activities with a sense of, okay, I'm doing this with more ease,
Absolutely.
With more grace, with more awareness.
Yeah. But also, like, when we sit in silence with ourselves, we allow ourselves to listen to ourselves.
Yeah.
And to listen to everything that is coming up, whether it's, whatever it might be, whether it's emotions, thoughts, just listen to yourself and just check in on yourself. Like, how am I? Like, what do I need to take care of right now? And being in this process of trying to be more than do for a while now has been super challenging, but I've grown in immense ways because of it. So not by doing things all the time, I grow even more, which is not making any sense in a way.
Yeah, but exactly what you're saying, that we think that in order to progress in life, we need to do more and create more.
Exactly.
And it needs to go faster.
Yep.
And we need to be at all places at all times, like my body still thinks that I need to be doing. But that sometimes when we take maybe one step back, it means also that we take two steps forward.
Yeah.
And we, just like you said, with the trees, that you're growing the roots even stronger so that you're stable and grounded in yourself when creating things.
Yeah.
And bursting out into bloom.
Yeah. No, because I had a very interesting conversation with a man that I know. And he was like, I think your problem is that you're not doing so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
don't, like, he doesn't really know me, so it's fine. I
but
don't take it personal.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Did he say it with, like, the glimpse in his eyes?
No.
It was
a dead serious, like, I think your problem is that you're not taking actions on things.
Oh, wow. Okay. he definitely doesn't know you.
He doesn't. But that's sweet, because he was really just trying to help. And I was actually just laughing, and I was like, you have no idea how much I do, but just because I don't post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like, if I don't post it on Instagram, I'm not doing anything. it's like, if you don't check in on Facebook, when you work out, you haven't worked out. It's that type of mentality.
Yeah.
And because I do a lot of things behind the scenes, obviously, because I cannot post everything that I do each and every day. But it was a reflection of him, because he thinks that some things aren't going fast enough in some of my progresses.
Who is this person?
Let's not get into that.
I'm just thinking, like, how the audacity, the audacity to be like, I don't think you do enough. That's interesting.
It's very interesting, but it can also be a projection.
I was just thinking, like, and what does he do?
Yeah, it can definitely be a projection. Yeah. But it was very, like, it was a good reflection for me, because then I actually saw even more the fact that I'm doing so many things behind the scenes. I'm doing so much internal work to give myself the base of doing everything else when spring comes. So that's actually what happened this week. Now all the things that I've been working on internally behind the scene, sitting with myself in silence, trying not to do too much, all of that just like got momentum. And I had energy to meet it. I haven't been hitting my head against the wall for the past 3 months over the fact that nothing is happening, like in quotation marks, that everything has been stagnated. I had the energy because throughout these couple of months, I've been resting a lot.
Yes, you have.
I've been resting a lot.
Like, oh my God, I want to rest as much as you do.
Yeah, I've been resting so much, and I've been hanging out with myself a lot. I've been by myself a lot. And now I have, like, when the sun starts coming out, when Stockholm comes alive again, I have all the energy in the world to meet that, and also to pace myself through the high intensity, like the tempo of everything right now that comes my way, because now things are going damn fast and I need to pace myself. And how do I pace myself? I sit down in silence with myself.
That is such a plot twist.
It is crazy.
It is.
So through this frustration over the stagnation, I grew even more.
Yeah.
And I learned more tools to use when things around me is going like mayhem. Isn't that gorgeous?
It is absolutely gorgeous.
So I'm like, nature.
Nature.
It's not natural, like when it comes to how we think in the society today, the do more, get more type of mentality. But it does make a lot of sense if you want to stay aligned with yourself, to just listen to your body. If your body tells you that I need some rest right now. Give it some rest.
Yes.
Do everything in your power to give your body the rest that it is asking for. Because once again, as I said in my classes, if something is asking for attention, whether it's a physical sensation, an emotion, a thought, you need to, that part of you is asking for attention for a reason.
Yeah.
It is asking for attention for a reason. If you ignore that, it becomes like this child that we talked about that is asking for more and more and more attention and gets louder and louder and louder and once, like, maybe start screaming. And you don't want a screaming child around you. We all know that.
Yes, we all know that. But I'm thinking, because everything makes sense, what you're saying. But I can speak for myself, and I also think that many people can relate to this. Maybe people have a lot to do at work, maybe a lot of deadlines, maybe a project that, you know, they're working on, and also when you're studying full-time, I feel like I can't stop and rest every time my body says that now you need some rest because I have deadlines. Of course, I can, like, okay, I'll do it when it's like a re-examination and stuff, but then I'll feel stressed about that I have a re-examination. And if I don't have, and also I live in a student apartment, and if I don't get my grades, then they can basically kick me out. Like, if I don't, like, there's a lot of other pressure from other people and companies and
Of course.
And then it's hard to be like, okay, cool, listen to your body when it says, now you need to rest. But there is not so much opportunity to rest right now where I am in my life.
But that is like also giving yourself the opportunity. You are always in control over your own life.
Yeah, for sure.
If you put power into the external causes and blame the external causes for the fact that you're not feeling well, then you're not taking responsibility over the fact that everything is happening. However, I understand we all have responsibilities, and not everyone are as lucky as me to be able to work the way that I do and can manage my work and my work times the way that I do.
Yeah.
However, when we cannot control the external, we can control external circumstances, but we can.
Did you say can or can't?
We can't.
No, exactly.
We can't control the external circumstances. Yeah. We cannot control what is happening around the world. However, what we can control is the internal world.
Yes.
How we act, how we react. So if I'm feeling that, okay, this is a shit ton of things that I have to take care of, what is it that I can control in order to make space for myself? Because if there's one thing that I learned through the law of attraction is that hard work attracts hard work. And when you make time for yourself, somehow you get more time for other things. It's all about what you give to yourself.
Yeah.
The outer world will mirror.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is very difficult for the mind to grasp that.
Yes.
And to actually just like pull the brakes and be like, okay, so I'm just going to cancel everything? yeah. Sometimes that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You like turn your phone off. Cancel all the events and sit with yourself for an entire day. It's like this thing. It's like if you don't have 20 minutes to meditate, if you don't have time to meditate for 20 minutes,
yeah,
then you need to meditate for an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. That saying.
That is so damn true. If you don't have time for it, make time for it. Yeah. Or if you don't make time for your health, you will have to make time to be sick.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's all those things. And we're the only ones responsible for our time, for where we put our energy and where we pour our energy and how much energy we pour into things. Yes. In these processes, when my body is asking for rest, there are just a certain amount of people that I hang out with.
Yeah.
Very few.
You're very selective.
Yeah, very selective. So I'm hanging out with...
I feel honored.
You're welcome.
I'm on the top shelf.
Yeah, you are. You are, for sure. It doesn't mean that I don't have love for everyone else.
No, exactly.
It's just that I don't have energy to pour into that right now. Yeah. And since when I'm hanging out with someone, I'm always pouring energy into that.
Yeah.
I always go into things with like engagement.
Yeah.
And if I don't feel like that I can give that, I don't engage in it.
Mm.
So that's how I discipline my life, and I really seen that the more time I put into myself, the more time I have for everything else, because sometimes it feels like I definitely have more than 24 hours in a day, because the things that I can do in a day is crazy, while I still get 8 hours of sleep.
That is wow, because I feel like every day I'm like, damn, I wish that this day was at least 5 hours longer so that I have time to do everything that I want to do.
Yeah.
Like making,
nice food, seeing friends, seeing my family, having yoga classes, doing yoga for myself, going working out, doing my exams or my things in school, and then having some time to like plan for future events and things. And I'm like, why?
No,
because it's like time is all I have, but it's also something that I'm lacking right now in life. And that is such a...
Because you're not putting time into yourself.
Thing.
If you don't put time into yourself, the universe will not give you more time. It will give you more things to stress about. It will give you more things to do. When you focus on all the things that I don't have time, then you won't get time. If you focus on I don't have money, then you won't get money.
Yeah, exactly.
If the I focus on all, yeah, exactly. If I focus on
or
the fact that
manifestation,
exactly manifestation. Like, if I say that all men are shit, all men will that you meet will be shit. It's the same thing. It's like you manifest everything that you say, and. We are manifesting unconsciously. Like, we cannot just turn, it's not an on and off button. Like, so now I'm going to turn on my manifestation. No, we're manifesting all the time from the day that we're born.
Yeah.
And that it's just why I'm so mindful with what I say, with how my wording is, with what I pour my energy into and my thoughts, and just like having these conversations with myself. And yeah, I saw this video on Instagram a couple of days ago. I think his name is like John Hill or something. I don't exactly remember. He is incredible, but people usually focus on all the things that they lack. The lack of energy, the lack of time, the lack of money, the lack of love, the lack of everything. And it's very hard to trick the mind and to start thinking in new ways, because we always also ask ourselves, Why don't I?
But also because the things that we feel like we're lacking, we become aware of them so quickly. Just like we said earlier about the eyesight, just that I'm able to sit here and look at you and I can think a thought and I can make words come out of my mouth with what I think. These are things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
And so it's when we shift to gratitude, that is when the mind also shifts.
Yeah.
That otherwise we will be still in this state of this is what I lack, because I can feel it in my life. I can look on my bank account and I can notice that I'm lacking this. Yeah, I'm lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like health, like when you become sick and it's like, damn, I lack health. But you don't go around and think like,
why am I sick?
I have health when I have it. It's just there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry.
And
he said,
and I love that. But and he said, like, so start asking yourself, why am I so abundant? Why am I so abundant? And the universe will show you why you're so abundant. Why don't I have time? Yeah, the universe will show you. You won't have time. You know, it's the same thing, because we ask ourselves, why don't I have this? But when you start asking yourself the crazy question, why do I have so much love in my life? Yeah. The universe is like, yeah, why do you? Let's pull some more love into that. You know, it's all about how you word things and how you think in order to create the world that you have around you.
Yeah.
And then pulling that back to your patience. Mm. It's just like, they're like, yeah, but this is what I have.
Yeah.
Nice. I can sit today.
Yeah, exactly.
It is really focusing on all the things that they can do. And the more they focus on what they can do today and not comparing to how it was yesterday or last year, they will get more out of it.
Exactly.
I would bet my money onto that the patients that gets better quickly are the ones that are like grateful for the fact that they can do things today.
Yeah.
That they focus on all the things that they actually have. Mm. Today, I could brush my teeth.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
Or that are like, oh, I'm so grateful for all help that I can get.
Yeah.
With like, if it's just like changing a diaper, like, you know, sure. They're like,
I'm so grateful that all of you work here and you can change my diaper. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, wow.
And we're all helping each other out.
Exactly.
We're all walking each other home.
We sure are.
So maybe we should give you guys a challenge today.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done challenges.
We haven't done challenges.
Like, just like a little like reminders yeah. or something to reflect or think about.
Yeah. But sit down maybe with pen and paper. I like pen and paper.
I love
pen and paper. If you don't like pen and paper like Alice, sit down with your phone or a computer, wherever you take notes. Mm. And just list down all the things that you have that you're actually grateful for.
In that sense, I like pen and paper, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Just like writing it down and actually seeing it in front of your eyes. And it can be those small things that my heart is beating. Yeah. My cells are renewed every minute without me having to do anything.
After 7 years, you have a complete new setup of cells.
I know. It's
You're like
so
a
cool.
new person.
It's so cool. I love that.
Yes.
And that is ever changing. It is not that, okay, so now it's been 7 years. Let's change all the cells. It's just, it's happening all the time. One cell at a time. Mm. And just being grateful for the things you have, especially if you feel like you're lacking some things right now. Maybe shift the focus to all the things that you have and maybe change the wording in how you focus on all the things that you lack. I think so, right?
I think so.
Let's go home and write some gratitude lists.
Yay! Make time for that in the busy sketch. Okay, bye, everyone.